Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. My name is Hannah Lynn Miller, and I am your host. When the rain you want is a flood instead, and the roses bloom, but they're not quite red. When I reach the edge of my bravery, I'll still be singing at the banks that I'm hiding to see. Sometimes I like the way there's a hallelujah. Sometimes I something's a little bit different. I just don't have a whole lot of time. And so I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a try and we might never do this again. This might be a horrible idea. I don't know how the audio is going to turn out or anything, but I was like, you know, I've got so much time in the car. I wish I could utilize it. And I've seen a lot of vloggers. They like to do chats in the car when the person's driving. And I mean, I'll give it a try and we'll see how this audio does it on my Sony. It's like an XYZ. I forget. I always forget the name of the Sony. And this will be interesting because this is just an example of how sometimes I just don't always know names for things. And so doing it without notes, doing this podcast without notes will be super interesting. And I think it'll keep things real. You know, I'm all about that. So what we're gonna do is we are going to get started. And I started this episode with that song. It's really sweet. I really enjoy it. It's by Benjamin William Hastings, I think. That's the thing about praise. And I just really, it hit me yesterday. I am at the point in the semester, it's right before spring break, and I'm just feeling really overwhelmed, where it's like the point where I can see this degree in my hand. So if you're a student, like, and you've been there senior year itis, or you're maybe, I don't know what it could be, but you see the end in sight, and yet there's so much to do. It's like running a marathon, and I feel like I'm definitely at the end of the marathon. And so yesterday I was like, Lord, I don't know how I'm gonna keep doing this. I felt tired and down and discouraged. And I think I felt like the Lord was just saying, like, you know, praise me through it and it'll be your strength and it'll give you peace. And it reminds me of that verse in Thessalonians that talks about, you know, with prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Woo! I did that by memory, y'all. But that verse really hit me yesterday, and that is what I want to pass on to you. If you're feeling it, I don't know what it is in your life. You know, spring can be hard, especially in the Midwest, because there's gray skies everywhere, and the trees are like looking dreary and everything. Here's the thing, like, let's keep praising the Lord through it. It will be your strength. Maybe, you know, God is giving you a different perspective. Like, I always think about, for me, I'm always like, why the timing? You know, like, why did it take me 5 years to get through this degree? Why did I take a break in between? Like, some of it is just me, like, thinking through, like, wow, the timing of this, God must have a plan and I'm not really seeing it and I feel behind, which is not true at all. I'm working on a master's and I'm 30. Like, it's just what it is. I don't know why when you turn 30, you feel like you're behind on everything. But anyways, I just want to encourage you with that. As we're talking about peace, sometimes we can think, okay, what, you know, peace, we think of peace as like not doing something, right? It's like sitting cross-legged on a yoga mat, but it's just not true. It can be a very active thing. And part of experiencing peace, and especially the one that is from the Lord, that transcends all understanding, we need to be thanking God for our circumstances. The parts that, you know, we feel like we can, you know, like, I am so thankful for this car. Like, I'm so thankful for an amazing camera that's fun to play with. Like, there's so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for how my hair turned out today. And, you know, when you're able to do that in the midst of just a hard season, it can be your strength and it can switch your perspective. But I think praise is what helps you get there. I hadn't been on a church's praise team in a really long time, but at Judson, I was able to do that for a season. I'm still technically in on the club, but I'm taking a break because of this degree. And something that I realized was I miss this, you know, like I so miss this. Being able to intentionally have some time with people in my church and like praise the Lord and be a part of leading worship at church, it's just amazing. So there can be like the practice of like praising the Lord in prayer, but also in singing. And that's why I think music is so powerful. It is just so beautiful and captivating. So if you're having a hard time, here's your reminder, because I needed one yesterday. Turn on some praise music, you know, some Hezekiah Walker. I have Spotify's new Christian, like, because I just like to sing a new song in my heart. That is just my perspective. I like new Christian music. I get bored of the other stuff, okay? I do not like Christian radio in that sense. I'm with y'all, okay? And some of this Christian music is starting to sound a little country. Are we mixing genres? I think Christian music should not actually have a genre. I think it should be encompassing. It should not have a flavor. It should have a flavor, but it should be all flavors. It's like the Judson Baptist potluck, okay? Where there is food from every tribe and nation at that potluck, and it's the most amazing thing. That is how Christian music should be. Anyways, so I put it on Spotify, the new Christian music, new Christian Friday music or something like that. Like Fridays, they update the Christian music. And I'm putting it on, and like I can tell when Jonathan McReynolds comes on and he's got a new one. And I'm like, yes, I love this. You know, I don't know who the other guys are, but Hezekiah Walker was jamming too. And then this new guy. So the Walls Group is playing right now. You can't hear it, but it's playing. I really enjoy new music. I think it really helps with the whole sing a new song in your heart to the Lord. He's doing a new work. He's doing a new season. It will happen, even though I feel like this season has been long. It has been long, let me tell you. Anyway, so look up the verse. It is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It starts off saying, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and support. Application with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So that is the verse for today. I hope it blessed your heart. We are moving on to the fashion portion of the podcast, and let me tell you, I was excited to jump on here because I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the fashion news that I found, because I got some birthday money and I have been figuring out what I want to spend it on. I'm like between refreshing my wardrobe, which is always a good call, or getting the Shark Air hair air wrap. So if you don't know what that is, I'm sorry. I apologize if you're not into the hair scene. But the Dyson hair wrap has gone crazy on TikTok and Instagram. And it's a really powerful beauty product for your hair product. And it is $600. Baby, I am not spending that kind of money at all. I am just not doing it. I cannot picture it. I mean, but here's the thing, the hair looks good. The hair looks really good. So I'm playing with the idea of purchasing the Shark version of the Dyson air wrap. The Shark has an air wrap and hair people love it. Like they love it. Like they ooze about it. So I might purchase that. It's still a little steep for me. Still a little steep. $270 for a hair blow dryer. I don't know about it. I don't know. But it's also a curler and it's like all in one. And so I'm loving. So I have the Revlon hair brush blow dryer heat tool. And that is how I blow out my hair. And I've really enjoyed it. So anyways, I will have links for you down in the description. The Revlon one. The Revlon also has a hair curler. Okay, and I really love the hair curler. I really love it. I'm like, oh, that looks real good. So it's like the Dyson and the Shark, but it is a hair curler, and apparently you're gonna be able to put more things on it. I don't know, but that one is more. It's $55 and more affordable, but I don't see it being as powerful. So I think the heat tool is pretty hot, all the things. Anyways, so I'm gonna put the descriptions down if you have any thoughts or if you have any questions, but that is not what I wanna talk about. What I wanna talk about is what Coach is doing, Coach Purses. Coach, I didn't realize they were doing this. Two things. The first thing, they have a tab on their website that is called Reloved Coach. Yeah, Reloved Coach, and they've got different price tags for vintage now. Then they've got upcycled Coach purses. So I just love this concept, you know, that I love recycling fashion, and I'm so glad that they're putting, you know, their purses back in. They're recycling them, basically, and they're giving you an opportunity to purchase a Coach purse at maybe a little bit cheaper, but you're not wasting these beautiful bags. And there's like a funky new versions of these Coach purses. So if that's in your price range, I think Coach is a lot more in my price range than any other designer purses. So I really like Coach. I have a few vintage ones. I always have. I've got a few Coach purses that are secondhand. And then I also have one that was thrifted. So I really enjoy Coach purses, and I think they're good quality. They came out with this new version of the Coach purse, and it's the Tabby Shop. So that's the second thing that I wanted to mention. And these Tabby purses are beautiful. So I was at, I don't know where I was at, but I was at this beautiful outdoor mall. And I went into, it was either a Nordstrom or I feel like it was like a JCPenney or something like that. Or I don't know, something like that. It was like, or Sears. It was like a big, you know, it's one of those malls that still has the big department stores left. But I went over to the Coach section and I picked up this Tabby bag. And I was like, wow, that is good quality. It's beautiful. It's in a pretty reasonable price range. Probably around $400. There's smaller ones that would be around the upper $200s, and then, you know, the one that's like amazing is probably about $500. So I just wanted to let you know about these options on Coach, because Coach purses are looking really good these days, and I just wanted you to be updated on that. So that is my fashion news of the week, and now we can move into mental health counseling. I wanted to mention attachment styles again. I know that I did one episode on that, and it was more from a workbook. And hopefully you guys have gotten my dating resource on the newsletter, because it's just amazing. It's going to be amazing content. I've got a lot of scales and quizzes for you to take to just learn more about your attachment style, if you're codependent, and just more resources on that. And I wanted to chat about attachment styles because there's a few things that I have been learning and I don't really know where to start, but I'll mention this. So I was doing a presentation on disaster mental health. So you guys know that I'm in this random disaster trauma mental health class, and it's been helpful. Like I've really like thought through some things, and it doesn't affect us so much in the Midwest, right? But it definitely can affect you, like, you know, if you're gonna do any volunteering, or if you are in places where there's wildfires or hurricanes, or you never know. You literally never know. I mean, you could be on vacation and something happens. So anyways, this was like super helpful, but we were talking about how to counsel couples during disaster mental health, and it was interesting because there was a study done for couples in Australia, Victoria, Australia, where there was bushfires, and so people lost their homes, right? So there was a study done on couples, and it was interesting because it seemed like the woman was the temperature for the couple. So if the woman's mental health wasn't doing so well, then that affected the male of the couple's mental health. And I thought that was really interesting. I don't know if it's because of gender roles. It probably is because of gender roles, where a man is supposed to be a lot more put together and a lot more handle these things. And so they don't always feel like they have the strength or the space, I mean, to process and process emotions. But anyways, your attachment style will go into how you view the world and how you are processing the emotions from a disaster. And this goes for any kind of trauma. If your family experiences trauma together, it's always good to talk about it together and to process it. It is never good to avoid it. That is just never gonna be good. And so it was interesting, the study was talking about how attachment styles, the avoidant one will lash out in more frustration and anger, and will have a harder time being present with children, because the study, most of the couples had children. And then the anxious one will be the one who's kind of like more, will be more affected if the other partner is, their mental health. So if their mental health is poor, the anxious attachment style part of the couple will be more affected by the other's emotions. So they will want to process things and talk through it, but if the other one is avoidant, then it's a lot harder for them to fully recover from the emotions. So it's just never, it's never healthy. And the thing that happens with attachment styles is that it comes from your caretaker or your family of origin. So if you, like, you can go back there if you feel comfortable thinking back into your family of origin, just means the family that you grew up in. If emotions were safely processed, and if they were, you were able to, you know, safely talk about your feelings and your emotions, then you tend to have more of a secure attachment style. But if emotions were used as weapons, or they were not processed, or they were shoved down, you could have either an avoidant or an anxious attachment style. And that affects your future relationships with friends, but specifically in your family and how you relate to other people. So, and it really does come down to how secure your attachment is with your caretaker, with your dad and your mom, and how you're able to express your feelings and your emotions and be a safe place. And people like to say that it doesn't have anything to do with emotions and feelings and la la la, but it really does. That's how we form secure attachments, is by being able to express our needs in a relationship. Like, it's just how God created us. It's just that simple. So if you want to ignore feelings and emotions, you're going to create insecure attachment styles. And so understanding how your family was and then how you decide to go forward is so important and so crucial. And that's why I want to give you these tools. And so I hope this is helpful. I'm learning as I go. And I definitely think that quiz was really helpful, because it's telling you like what you can work on, what you need to really work on. Like, there's two categories. And so that is in my newsletter. So if you sign up for the dating series, in the notes, in the description, you will get that right to your email. And it's just to help you have better relationships. Like, we were made for connection. We were made to love people and love God and do good. And part of that is doing our own healing work. It was interesting because I had somebody in my class, like, you know, I'm finishing up this degree, but I have somebody in my class that I knew before the program, and also I just know that she was on, like, she's in the beginning stages of, you know, all the things and counseling, and I knew she didn't do undergrad in like the counseling psychology space. And so I just encouraged her. I was like, you know, this is like hard to go into a field where you're talking about these hard things, and half the battle is really doing the inside work and figuring out what are the places that my heart is feeling tender on, or that I need to do processing on. Because it's like, you're doing these classes, you're getting information about counseling the whole time without actually doing the counseling. So you're getting information, but you're not actually going through talk therapy. It can be really challenging. I'm really glad that I did a lot of soul care classes and a lot of counseling classes in undergrad, because that was my degree in undergrad. Because my master's was more of, okay, I can learn this for other people. Yes, I definitely grew and I definitely learned more about myself, but I also learned so much about how to help other people, because I wasn't so like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me and my family of origin? Like, you know, I gotta figure this out. And that's good. That's a good thing. Like, it's healthy to do that, because the better I am inwardly, like my soul, my heart, my mind, the better that's all cleared out and I'm working on it, the healthier I am, the better of a counselor I'm going to be. And that can be for anybody, like ministry leaders, pastors, that can be anybody in the helping profession, any parent. So that kind of encompasses everybody. Any good friend. I mean, hurt people, but healed people can be a part of the healing process for others as well. So, yeah, that is our podcast episode today. Thank you for doing this unique version, and I'm gonna see if this is something that we do going forward. If not, thank you for putting up with the audio. I don't really know what it's gonna sound like, but this is just a good way for me to connect with you and use up my time in the car. And so I'm looking forward to continuing this season of the You Are Covered podcast. Again, you can find me on all social media spaces at Hannah Lynn Miller, and then also follow the podcast at You Are Covered Podcast on all platforms. All right, thanks so much for joining me today, guys. And as always, God's got you and you are covered. Be blessed.